Hello, sir. Just a moment, we're ready to get started. What is your name, sir?
Stephen Mosier.
Mr. Mosier, if you could just hold on, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will be conducting chairing your hearing in just a moment. He's doing some paperwork, and we'll be ready to get started, sir.
Sure.
Good afternoon, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your name, your ADC number, for the record?
Stephen Mosher, 158757.
Okay, Mr. Mosher. I'm going to introduce you to the members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right, which would be your left, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. In the middle is our board chair, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. So prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification that advises you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense, sir. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. Also with us today is Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, sir. I want to swear you, Mr. Sanders, in at this time, sir. I also see that you have two supporters here, sir, your mother and your father. Renella Mosher and Mr. Grant Mosher. Okay, I'd like to also swear the two of you in at this time. You can just stay there, but I want to swear all four of you in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Mr. and Ms. Nielsen? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing? Okay. Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. I am going to read the one allegation that you have listed on your warrant, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Mosher, the allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to return to the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on September 20, 2017, as directed on September 20, 2017. Defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Mosher, I move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two of your hearing, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders.
Mr. Mosher was released on June 14th of 2017 with a date of arrest of October 5th, 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on October 5th of 2017. With an adjusted CSED of February 27th, 2019, reflecting 15 days of abscond time. His current conviction in 2009 is, these are all on the same account, so I'll read them all. Forgery and receiving 6 years. Burglary second degree, receiving 10 years. Misconduct involving weapons, receiving 6 years. Theft of means of transportation, receiving 10 years. Dangerous drug violation, receiving 6 years. Theft, receiving 3 years. Forgery, 3 counts, each receiving 6 years. And then there's theft, receiving 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2001, burglary second degree, 2.5 years. Also in 2001, theft of means of transportation, receiving 2.5 years. In 2003, theft of means of transportation, receiving 3.5 years. It's his third term in DOC. CYR score is a 3.3. Mental health score of a 2. Substance abuse score of a 3. No STG affiliation noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2002 was a TIS release, absconded 1 month, 7 days, arrested on new felony, theft of means charges, theft of means of transportation charges, reached a CSED while in custody. 2006, TIS release, arrested on technical violations, revoked by the BOEC. Has a moderate to significant disciplinary history involving drugs, threats, and disorderly conduct noted. Has a G2 V4 score.
Okay, so I see that when you were released on June 14th. You had an approved address at the Mesa House located on South Olive in Mesa. And then on June 19th, you were discharged from the Mesa House due to failure to return to the property. So on June 19th, you were established residence at your mother's house located at 430 West 3rd Street, number 10 in Mesa, Arizona. And then on August 30th, you established residence at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue for a 2-week sanction. And then on September 12th, you established residence at 430 West 3rd Street, number 10, Mesa. And then on September 18th, you established residence with MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue. Then on 9/20, you left the property and you did not return. It also says, sir, that you were working during your initial intake. Where were you working at, sir?
Labor Mex in Mesa.
What were you doing? What did you do there?
I worked at Drive Time detailing cars for them.
All right. So why did you leave MRC, sir?
The last time when I left, I was approached by three individuals the morning after I entered the 90-day program, and they had told me that because I had been in protective custody that I was a rat and a snitch, and they didn't want me there.
Okay. Why didn't you report that to your parole officer?
I was scared. I didn't know how to go about the situation because I was either going to rat and snitch on them and I thought it was going to cause a big problem. So I didn't know what to do.
Okay, you were staying in several places. What happened when you were staying with your mother, sir?
I ended up getting sick and I wasn't able to work. And then I started using drugs and things just went downhill from there.
Okay, because it says in June 14th, you were enrolled in TASH for random drug tests and assigned the color Navy. You failed to submit 2 urine samples on the 31st of June and the 25th of August. And then on August 3rd, you tested positive for methamphetamine. On August 6th, you tested positive for amphetamine. And then in September, you tested positive for amphetamine again and THC, which is marijuana. And it says that on June 14th, you were referred to CAP for substance abuse program, and you completed the intake for the CAP substance abuse. You attended the classes on 6/29, July 6th, July 13th, July 20th, but you failed to attend 3 CAP classes on the 27th of July and August 3rd and August 24th, sir. Were you just doing drugs and not wanting to complete the program? What's going on? What was going on? Why didn't you complete that program? Why did you miss those 3?
The dates on that I went to MRC are actually incorrect on the summary. I first went to MRC on the 2nd of August, and that's why I missed 2 of the camp classes. Okay. When I did the 14 days in MRC, it was from August 1st or 2nd to like the 15th. And when I went back on the 30th, it was for the 90-day program.
Okay. But sir, it says that you were referred to Terrell's for substance abuse counseling and you failed to attend the intake appointment on scheduled on September 14th, sir. Why didn't you go to that appointment?
That was when I relapsed.
It says that you submitted urine samples for drug testing on September 19th and tested positive for THC, per the test lab report dated 9/21 during the defendant's supervision period, he never provided any medical documents. Did you have a marijuana card, sir?
I did, and I showed the documentation to Mr. Smith, my PO's supervisor, during our meeting with the three of us, and I also gave my card to my PO, and he made copies of it. And he told me that if I was to get one, that I could not medicate myself until he had made copies of my card, and I took it to him, and he made copies of it. He should have copies of my card.
Okay, sir. So the report says that you used methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana since your release from MRC on August 18th to 17th. Is that right, sir?
I did not use heroin. I used methamphetamine and THC.
Okay. It also says that while you were on a two-week sanction at MRC, that it was a joke and you used drugs while you were there along with other members, other offenders at the facility. Is that right?
When I first went to my PO and told him that I had relapsed and that I was scared that I was going down the same road and where it was going to lead me, I told him I'd like to go into rehab, and he sent me to MRC. And when he sent me there, he put me in the sanctions program, which is pretty much a timeout program. And I was hoping for some counseling. And when I had gone to the meeting after I got out of there, I explained to him and his supervisor that just so they knew that there was no programming in the sanctions, and I explained to them that there was a lot of drug use in there and that I did use drugs in there. And that's all I was trying to convey to them, was that in case they didn't know or weren't aware that in that program there was no counseling, you know, all I did for the 2 weeks was sit there and pretty much watch TV. That's all we do. And I was just trying to convey to them that that they didn't have counseling and programming while in sanctions, so that when they send guys there, you know, in the future, they would know that. Because I went to him and asked him if I could go to rehab, and that's where I was hoping to be sent.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you at this time. So it seems that the board has no additional questions for you at this time. So I'm going to ask your mother and father if they wanted to present any information to the board at this time. And if you would just come up to the mic right there and just make sure you state your full name and go ahead and present any information that you want to present to the board at this time.
My name is Renelle Mosier.
Okay.
My son has asked repeatedly to go into rehab. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get help for his problem. He's been in Lewis Prison for 8-plus years, which is a drug-infested place. Every visiting day, the families bring in drugs for the drug sellers there, and it's passed out to just about everybody. I know, because I've had to pay drug debts to keep my son from being killed. He will not get any help at all in that place. He has hepatitis C. That's why he started using again while he was out, because he was in pain from the hepatitis C while he was waiting to get that marijuana card, which took a while to get because they had to send to the DOC for information. DOC never released any information on his hep C, so they had to go on other means. He had to get a doctor here. We got him appointments with liver doctors, which he had to cancel on two occasions. One, when he was sent to the timeout, we had to cancel that appointment. We made him a second appointment, and when they sent him back for the 90-day program, he told them he was going to have some doctor's appointments. They said, well, you can't stay here then, and they sent him back to his PO. But as he was leaving that day, he bumped into a friend of his, and he said, where are you going? He said, they won't let me stay because I have doctor's appointments. He said, I'm leaving now for a doctor's appointment, and I got four more this month. But they wouldn't let him stay. So then he went back to his PO. They set up that other one that you asked about, and he had used to get rid of the pain. So he assumed he was going to be violated, so he didn't bother going to the intake. But his PO was very concerned about him and called, and they discussed it, and my son said he would forgo his doctor's appointment again with the liver specialist and go back to the 90-day program and wait until he finished it. He went back there, called me the next day, told me he was accepted. He said, Mom, I'm going to give it 110%. Next day he's home. He got threatened. My son is not a violent person. He doesn't fight. He doesn't use weapons on anybody. He was scared. Three guys going to jump him. people he didn't even know. He should have gone to his PO and told him. We have been in contact with Church on the Street, who said that if he is paroled again, and if the parole board gives their recommendation, they will accept him. All he wants to do is go to a rehab to get the counseling and the treatment that he needs to become clean.
So, Ms. Mosher, he stayed with you for a little over 2 months, I think it was. Is that right? And he says that he was doing drugs when he was staying with you?
In the beginning, no. When he came home at first, he said he had no desire to do any drugs. And he got a job, he went to church with his friend, and he was doing terrific. And then all of a sudden, the Hep C acted up and the pain started, so we got the doctors, and then he couldn't go to work, so he lost his job. I had bought him a $100 bicycle to get him back and forth to the work program, because the buses don't run that early in the morning. Somebody stole his bike. It was like everything bad was happening. And like I said, he was in pain. I couldn't give him anything for that pain. I took him to the doctor for it. He gave him a week's supply of some drug and said, we don't like to give out pain medication until after you see the liver doctor. And of course, you know, seeing a specialist, you got to wait weeks to get in to see them. And every time he got an appointment, we had to cancel it because he was down at MRC.
Okay. I see if the board has any additional questions. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Mosher. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mosher, did you have anything you wanted to say, sir? Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Sanders, I see you.
Just for information for the board, that MRC does have transportation available, and medical appointments people are taking medical appointments as needed from the MRC. So it is not excluded if they have treatment that they need. And I also like to add that Mr. Roger was taken to Deer Valley Medical Center on the 20th and was advised, he advised that he had some medical issues. It's notated what it was in the coroner, so I'm not going to read it aloud. And to contact the MRC when he was discharged for transportation and come back and get him.
So was he taken to Deer Valley Medical Center from MRC?
Correct. And he did not return. He left
there. I would like to say something.
Well, come to the mic, sir. Please state your name and.
My name's Grant Mosher. I'm Stephen's dad.
Okay.
What he just said is a lie. When he was let go from the MRC to go to that appointment that he just mentioned, he was told he'd have to find his own way back. We drove down there from the other side of Mesa to the other side of Phoenix at 9 o'clock at night to pick him up at that hospital, because that's the only way he could get back to MRC. They never told him to call them and they'd come pick him up, or he would have done that. That was a total lie. And somebody should clean up that heroin den you guys call a DOC.
Okay, thank you, sir.
That is not an accurate statement, sir.
Okay. Okay, Mr. We're not gonna debate that issue that you picked him up and he's reading the information and the notes from MRC, and we're not gonna debate those issues. Mr. Mosher, the board's gonna go into discussion. Sir, at this time, do you have anything else you'd like to say to this board, present to this board that you haven't already presented?
I would like to say that I made a lot of bad choices and bad decisions when the things that came up in the time that I was out. But what I really want is to get help for my addiction and to find a way to live my life, because I've been in prison pretty much since my whole adult life. And I need help to learn how to live. And I'm worried that if I get out of here with no supervision, that, you know, I could fall back into drug use, which is going to lead to crime, and I'm going to end up right back in here. And while I have the opportunity to get help and find a program that will help me get the tools that I need to live my life, I'd like to take those opportunities. And I apologize for my mistakes, and I take full responsibility for them.
Okay, Mr. sir. The board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you, Mr. Mosher, to stay on the phone. However, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. The board is now in discussion. This is kind of a case. I believe Mr. Mosher does need to get some help and attend. There is some contradictory information that we received. However, none of us was there at the time. We can only go by the information that we have on file. However, I do have an issue that in 2002, Mr. Mosher was released on a TIS release, and he was out for 1 month and 7 days, and then he picked up a new charge, and then in 2006, he was out, he was released, and then he was picked up and arrested on a tech violation, and now, you know, we're kind of back in that same situation now in 2017, where he was out and pretty much absconded for 15 days and have a tech violation, in which he states that he was at MRC, and while he was at MRC, that three gentlemen approached him and told him that they didn't want him there, so that's the reason he left MRC, which I can't say that that didn't happen, but he didn't report that to his PO or didn't report it to any staff there to make some arrangements to try to get relocated to another facility. And if that was a problem, and I do understand Mr. Mosher's statement that he felt as though if he told the PO or he told some staff there that that was only going to create more problems for him if that was happening. We do have a letter here from Mr. Mosher as well as one from his mom. And Mr. Mosher won't be released until February 27th of 2019. I think after just looking over the information that we have in the warrant, that it appears that his PO had tried to work with him. They had sanctioned him, put him in programs. Continue to sanction him, and Mr. Mosher has stated that he does have a drug problem. He's continued to do drugs while he was out, and according to the report, it says he used methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana, and Mr. Mosher says that he didn't use heroin, but he missed using the methamphetamine and the marijuana, and he's done it over a period of time since he's been out. I think that Mr. Mosher does need to get some help. However, I feel as though he can only benefit from the help if he sincerely wants to get help and do something about it. And I'm not hearing a feeling as though seeing an indication that Mr. Mosher is really trying to get some help and abide by the rules. And because he has these two previous absconders, one in 2002-2006, which were the two times that he was incarcerated. This is his third time being incarcerated. Although he does have a long period of time, I just don't think Mr. Mosher is ready for community supervision or to be in a drug rehab program. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
Agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Mosher, find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, as he had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as that he did abscond for 15 days, and the parole officer didn't know where he was at during that period of time, he admitted to using drugs, being methamphetamine and marijuana during that period of time. I think the PO did make an effort to try to work with him during that period of time. That would be my motion at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Mosher, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on February 27th, it looks like. Is it February 27th? I can't tell for sure.
February 27th, 2018.
Yes, sir. You will be released on February, is it 2018 or 19?
19.
Okay. So you will be released on February 27th, 2019. So I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing. I also want to thank your parents for taking the opportunity to come down here and participate in your hearing. Also, sir, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you for participating.
Thank you.